Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Ruth Sherman back on the show. Ruth's a great member of our Brain Trust and has been now for, golly, what, about over seven years, I guess? And couldn't do without her. She's internationally respected as an authority on speech and interpersonal communication, as you know from her past visits with us. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, which is an executive and training firm. She's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you back. And I forgot, folks. I didn't forget. I just haven't said it yet. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, which is something, Ruth, that I continue to work on. And I've read your book, and it's helping me, but I still have these other people who they just don't seem to want to do what I say.
Well, you're not going to be successful with everyone, especially our families, Jim. It's like the cobbler with
what's wrong
with children
them?
Have no shoes.
What's wrong with these people, Ruth?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we have to try to look into it and do a much better job than we're doing. And it's a constant struggle and journey, isn't it?
I'm feeling like a presidential candidate. Uh-huh. I've got these great ideas. I've got the solutions. I know I'd be the best president ever in the history of America. Why aren't these people why aren't my poll numbers better? Why am I not doing better? What's wrong? Do I need to change my tie? Do I need to part my hair differently? What is wrong with me, Ruth? Why am I not doing any better?
There's probably nothing wrong with you personally, Jim, but what could be going on is that you're not telling your story well enough.
Ah.
You're not connecting with the voters in an intimate and emotional way, or perhaps you're simply not repeating your message points with enough discipline.
Ah.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing that the big advertisers, you know, this is a big advertising game, as you know,
right.
as we both know.
Billions of dollars in these elections.
Absolutely, billions, exactly. And just like any big advertiser, any of Procter & Gamble or American Express or any big advertiser that spends a lot of money on their message, it's got to be carefully done, and it's got to be put out there, and
mm-hmm.
it's got to be thought about. And if it's not, failure is going to be there for you. So it's going to be waiting at the door.
Well, that's the thing. And of course, that's the reason why for the presidential candidates, the big deal is getting enough money, enough doing well in the early polls to attract more money so you can hire those quality, the kind of people who can craft that message for you, right?
Well, not only do you have to hire them, Jim, but you've got to listen to what they have to say.
Oh, that listening thing is such an annoying
right, that darn it, that listening thing, that thing that is the most important and most neglected skill. And not only do you have to listen to the people that you hire, if you hire great people, you've got to take their advice. And you've got to put your own doubts about it aside, because what happens mm-hmm. with people, I think, at this level, and this happens too, by the way, with CEOs and C-level executives that I work with, is that they think if their product or their service, or in the case of the candidates, their policies are terrific, then that should be enough. That should be enough. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is get somebody to get out there.
And they don't have to make any changes, no movement one way
nope.
or the other when they hear from people that this is not working.
That's right. They don't feel that they have to. They feel that they stick with that same thing. This is the policy. This is the product or service, and this is what is going to sell because it's so wonderful. And in fact, you've got to persuade people. You've got to get out there and tell stories about it. You've got to be able to give examples. You've got to show rather than tell. You've got to show people it will change their lives.
Ruth, it's such a hard thing, though, because people like authenticity. They like consistency. They like to think that you have the courage of your convictions especially whether you're a business owner or a politician, that's attractive to people. That's seductive to people, that you've got that kind of stick-to-itiveness. But at the same time, you have to be prepared to make adjustments, and that's the problem. That's the challenge, isn't it? To be true to yourself and still make adjustments that are necessary.
Here's what I think happens with people. Let's talk about the candidates. Let's talk about Obama.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. Before we talk about specifics, let's do that in the next segment. Before we go,
sure.
I got to take a quick break. I want you to give us your website, please.
Sure. It's RuthSherman.com.
Pretty simple. The book is Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. It actually does work, folks. I've been able to do that around here. They don't know that I'm doing this, but I'm using Ruth's methods, and it works. 22, right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the candidates, including the president, and how what they're doing applies to what you and I are doing. Stay with us.
Mercy, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.